blue heavens all that covered me. I am one of nature's children. I have always admired her. She shall be my glory, her features, her robes, and the wreath about her brow, the seasons, her stately oaks in the evergreen, her hair ringlets over the earth, all contribute to my enduring love of her. And wherever I see her, emotions of pleasure roll in my breast, and swell and burst like waves on the shores of the ocean, in prayer and praise to him who has placed me in her hand. It is thought great to be born in palaces surrounded with wealth, but to be born in nature's wide domain is greater still. I would much more glory in this birthplace, with the broad canopy of heaven above me and the giant arms of the forest trees for my shelter, than to be born in palaces of marble studded with pillars of gold. Nature will be nature still, while palaces shall decay and fall in ruins. Yes, Niagara will be Niagara 1,000 years hence. The rainbow, a wreath over her brow, shall continue as long as the sun and the flowing of the river, while the work of art, however carefully protected and preserved, shall fade and crumble into dust. George Copway, Kagigagabo, Ojibwe.
What is man without the beasts? If all the beasts were gone, men would die from great loneliness of spirit.